At one point this past summer, before the presidential election, before presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden chose a running mate, there were reports by the usual anonymous sources that Senator Kamala Harris was thought to be too ambitious to be selected as a vice presidential nominee. But the rest, as they say, is history. But it's worth mentioning again because the senator's niece, the activist, best-selling author, and entrepreneur Mina Harris, has a new children's book inspired in part by that diss. It's called, appropriately enough, Ambitious Girl. And Mina Harris is with us now to tell us more, as well as to reflect on this historic moment. Mina Harris, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So congratulations on the book, which I want to mention is illustrated by Marissa Valdez. It's your second children's book. But what an incredible moment to be having this book come out.
Yes, it is. It still feels a little surreal. I did not know that this would be, you know, where we are right now when I decided to write the book. And I'm just thrilled. I think that it is obviously, as you just said, it's a historic moment, but it's also just so needed. And as you said, there was, you know, this moment on the campaign trail where my family member was called too ambitious. And it really just stopped me in my tracks. And I think it was, you know, it was an emotional moment. Obviously, I was tired, but I was also just, I had had enough. And I was really thinking about, you know, how this affects us, even if we are, you know, able to deal with it and you know, get through it. And I was thinking about my kids, right? The next generation, like, are we still going to be doing this with my daughters, telling them, you know, you can be ambitious, but not too ambitious, right? Stay in your lane, stay in your little box. And so I decided, you know, I'm going to do something. I want to write this book. And it was really about, you know, reclaiming that word, redefining it, reframing it for the next generation.
I don't know that everybody knows this, but you are also the founder of an apparel brand that a lot of people will have seen on Instagram, celebrities sporting your wares. It's called Phenomenal Women. And there's one that was sold out with a quickness this summer, as I recall. The logo, it says quite simply, I'm speaking. I think people will know what the reference to that is. So what made you decide to write children's books? I mean, this is your second. Your first was also a bestseller. But what made you decide to kind of pivot to children's books along with the messaging that is probably more commonly sported by adults?
Yeah, you know, I have to say becoming a kids book author is never what I imagined. It was never on my bucket list. I'm sort of an accidental author. And with my first book in particular, it was thinking about, you know, raising my kids, raising the next generation, and having a lot of pride in the way that I was raised. And frankly, you know, having a little anxiety about how do I do that, right? How do I, you know, pass that on to my kids in a meaningful way? And I was seeing as a new mother, you know, with my now older daughter, just the power of literature, and especially at that young age, that kids often, you know, learn about the world for the first time through books and family, right? And frankly, you know, reading sort of the classics to my older daughter and wondering, you know, where the Black children were. They were not represented on the pages of books, and we would color, you know, the skin color in with a brown marker often. We would change, you know, pronouns from he to she to they. And I saw, you know, firsthand, right, this idea that you can't be what you can't see. And further, that my daughter, she would see images and say, I want to be that thing, right? She now says she wants to be a president and an astronaut when she grows up. And that is because she saw a family member running for president. It's because she read a book about Mae Jemison. That's why she wants to be those things. And so the power of that and knowing that, you know, I could do something meaningful through that medium is what really initially inspired me.
The book opens with drawings of a woman politician who, I have to say, looks a lot like Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Would be correct.
Yeah. Why did you choose her? And one of the, I'll just tell a little bit of it. She was also called to, you know, too assertive, too ambitious, to this, to that. And in the book, the response is to say, don't let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. What is the power you hear in those words? Is it how did you sort of arrive at that method of storytelling?
Well, first, you are absolutely right that that illustration is inspired by Ayanna Pressley, who is a, you know, personal hero of mine. And when I was thinking about, you know, who do I want this little girl, the ambitious girl, to be looking up to and, you know, seeing the world through, it was someone like Ayanna Pressley, who I think is just such a, you know, not only important, you know, figure for all of us, but as you said, she, you know, she carries herself and leads with unapologetic ambition and unapologetic authenticity and right and power. And she's who I just imagined as the woman that we're, you know, seeing this journey sort of through. On the quote, do not, you know, don't let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. That is actually something my grandmother used to say often to my aunt, my mom, and to me. And it's really about, you know, you are the only person who has power to define who you are, what your ambitions are, and what your, you know, impact on the world will be. No one else should have the power to do that.
Do you think it's important also to lift up women in public life? I mean, apart from your personal connection to elected office through your aunt, do you think there's something particularly important about that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's about women in leadership, right? It's about women with power. And I think that we've seen, especially in the context of politics, that is something still that, you know, our patriarchal society is not comfortable with. And we need to continue to elect women leaders and to, you know, appoint women to positions of leadership. And when we do that, again, it at the most basic level, when we're talking about it, seeing it through the eyes of children, it's about representation and seeing what's possible, right? And that is, again, aspiring to an ambition of what can be in your future. And that's what this is about. And I think about this book almost when I first sort of conceived of it as like a manifesto, right? That like girls would, or this, you know, kind of self-affirmation exercise, right? That would really impact, you know, girls, you know, waking up the next day saying, I'm ambitious, I'm going to go out into the world and just do what I want.
That was Mina Harris. Her latest book, a children's book, is called Ambitious Girl, and it will be available January 19th. Mina Harris, congratulations. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.